But one of my favorites, because of what it did, was The Ballad of William Worthy. Now, William Worthy was a reporter for the Baltimore, I forget the name of the paper, but it was a paper in Baltimore. And he had gone down to Cuba, which, of course, we're not allowed to do. He came back and was arrested upon his return for entering the country without his passport or some such crazy thing. Phil thought this was so bizarre, and he saw the humor in it. And he wrote a song called Ballad of William Worthy. Because of the song, which got sung, which he sang every concert he did back in those days, William Worthy was actually let go finally. When we did a song night in 1988 in Boston, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know this was going to happen, some of the performers were Magpie and Martha Leader, got up and sang Ballad of William Worthy. And when they got through singing it, William Worthy walked out on stage and we had about 700 people in the audience. We got about a 5-minute standing ovation that people just kept clapping and clapping. And he got up there and he told how important this particular song was, how it had really affected the outcome of his trial. I guess Robert Kennedy, who was then the Attorney General, was going after him. The government lost the case and they didn't do an appeal, which is almost automatic. They just realized how silly they were looking, and they just let it drop, and so William Worthy got off. The power of one song is just amazing.
Let's listen to a powerful song, Ballad of William Worthy by Phil Oakes.
It's of a bold reporter, a story I will tell. He went down to the Cuban land, the nearest place to hell. He'd been there many times before, but now the law does say the only way to Cuba is with the CIA. William Worthy isn't worthy to enter our door. He went down to Cuba, he's not American anymore. But somehow it is strange to hear the State Department say, you are living in the free world you must stay.